Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Valdez is in at second, by the way. The pitch is a line hopper towards short, into the outfield, a base hit. Cedan is going to come up throwing. They send the runner, and the tag is not in time. Head first slide, and the Yankees win it 2-1.
Just when you want to trust them. Just when you want to buy in.
I was back in for a day, then I was out. Then I was back in, though, but then I was out.
I don't mind riding the wave. It's better than just being completely out, I guess.
True.
But just when you thought you could trust them, last night, some curious decisions, to say the least, from the manager. Red Sox lose 2-1 in extra innings. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Patriots Friday, little after noontime. I will talk to Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator, coming your way later on this hour. Dietrich Wise as well. So we'll get back into Patriots and Seahawks, but Red Sox maybe running out of their nine lives this season. And for more on that, we're joined by Lou Merlone. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, where you can win free groceries in their Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Lou, how are we doing this week?
Well, I'm doing okay. Like you said, last night's game, it was there for them. They can't swing it, strike out too much. It's been a problem all year. And now you got to win at least two of these, but you probably got to win all three.
Yeah, what are the chances that they can have the series with Minnesota at the end of the month mean something and have it be on the line?
Yeah, you know, you look around and there's some tough games. I think Minnesota has Cleveland, KC plays Detroit. So this is the weekend to survive and see how those teams do during the week when you are in Tampa. They're just living like every day. It's like one day at a time. They win, you're like, eh. They lose, you're like, that's it. You know, it's like that, like you talked about that roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of some of Cora's decision making last night? Choices to pinch hit, choices not to pinch hit, going to Jansen in a tie game. How do you feel he managed the game last night? I know you said they're not swinging. It's hard when you're not scoring any runs, but what did you think of his night?
I thought the one thing that was interesting, curious, though, was the Jansen one, you know, where they were in the order, you know, because I'm like, even if he gets 1-2-3, someone's got to face Judge and Soto, you know, in the ninth, but. You know, Ref Schneider wasn't out there, so you're letting Willier hit. You know, he ended up getting a hit off Cortez. I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. Like Massa, you want him to kind of get a swing on it too. So I didn't have a problem. I think it was a little bit limited with ref, but still, it's just, again, too many swings and misses, and that's something that they need to address with the roster in the offseason.
I know there's still 15 games or whatever it is to play, but do you look at this as a successful season?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I don't know, raise your hand if you thought they were going to make the playoffs. You
no,
know?
So certainly did not.
Right, so they're just outside the playoffs. So I remember even like last year, the year before, you didn't have a good year, and it was like it'd be different if there was like young kids, and I felt like there was a direction where it was headed. So this year, you are what you are. You're probably going to be slightly in the outside looking in, but, you know, you've had some growth. I think you had to build a nice foundation with your three starters in Bayo, Crawford, and Houck. You know, they're going to be in that 180 pitch range, so next year there is no concern about being an uncharted waters. You know, there's some young arms out in the bullpen that I think you gain some experience but need to be better. And of course, you know, you got a little core here, whether Rafael or Duran or Abreu, you know, you see what you have. Who knows what's going to happen in the offseason? I was reading Rosenthal with the Casas stuff. I don't know, but and you got your kids in AAA. So I think overall it was a good year. It's always disappointing we don't make the playoffs, but nobody had them in the playoffs.
Lou Maloney, Red Sox insider, joining us here on Jones and Keefe, as he does every Friday at noon. On Cassis,
yeah,
what should they do?
Well, the problem is the way he's finishing up, you know, it's like diminished returns, right? It's not exactly selling high, but, you know, the Rosenthal thing, it's like, I think you dangle him, you know, just like I think you dangle a lot of these guys, and you, including all your prospects in AAA, you know, including your outfield. And you have to get a horse. You have to get a starter to put on top of these guys. And is that value too low for a guy like Casas now, or is his, you know, the history of him, I think, you know, would allow you to make a big trade. And the Rosenthal thing, talking about, you know, Devers going to first base and bringing a right-handed bat for third, I mean, I don't mind that idea at all. It's just that you keep going back to what he was in the second half of the year, and you're like, man, I mean, you're too left-handed. You want to give up on that. But I think you dangle him. I think you dangle everybody.
One of the righties that has had a successful year is Tyler O'Neill, his 30th home run the other night. Are you bringing him back, or is there no room for him?
I think it depends on what you do with Yepmasa. You know, if you want to move him, if you're able to move him, there's a lot of different ways. I mean, you could trade two lefties and then turn around and be like, hold on, we might need a left-handed bat in this lineup. We might have just turned in two right-handed, right? But if that's not the case and you move Masa, then I think, you know, the finish with O'Neill, I think you'd consider it maybe with a DH, right-handed bat. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff in the air this offseason with trades. I expect it to be a heavy trade offseason, and depending on where that path goes, he could still find himself here DHing.
When you say heavy trade offseason, you mean with the Red Sox specifically or league-wide?
Yeah, with the Red Sox.
Okay, so when you look at Breslow, I had no problem with trading Sale, so I don't want to go back and relitigate that trade because I didn't have a problem with it, but looking at the return, it's pretty clear they didn't get enough. How much do we trust Breslow making these moves?
Well, that's one of those things we have to wait and find out. Like, it's like, do you trust Heim Bloom at the deadline? I don't know. Year two, I wasn't sure. By year four, I didn't, you know? So, we'll see. I mean, like you mentioned, the first trade he had. I'm one of those guys that I don't really care who you trade away as long as I get something in return I'm happy with. You know, so if Grissom ended up hitting 285 with 17, 18 bombs and look at your second base for the next 5 or 6 years, I'd say good for Chris Sale, but you got to answer at second. You can't say that right now, you know, and I don't know if you will be able to, so that's a problem. But, yeah, that's one of those. This is a big one. I mean, this is make or break because I think that they were going to trade away a lot of pieces, including, you know, one of those minor leaguers, just my opinion, a couple guys off this roster and try to bring in an arm, try to bring in a heavy right-handed bat, and that's going to be some big, bold moves that's going to, you know, not make or break, but it's going to really determine how we feel about them.
You mentioned the minor leaguers. Is there one you would start with? Is there one you look at and feel like is the logical guy in Worcester to move?
Well, again, you go to diminished returns. You know, I mean, Marcelo Meyer's got to stay in the field, you know, and if we see that in Boston, the league, you don't get anything by the league, and they're sitting there looking at him saying, he hasn't finished a year yet, you know, and so that kind of hurts his value. None of them are untouchable. There's nobody untouchable, in my opinion, because it's like we saw this year. You drafted a kid in the first round again, Montgomery. He's now a top five prospect. You know, international signings. It's like these kids, you get to draft every single year. So if you take a shot on trading one of them or two of them to improve your big league team, again, it's about who you get back in return. I'm all for anything.
What do you think the outlook is for Trevor Story? I know he's back. He's played in five games.
Yeah.
But you know, is he your starting shortstop next season? Would he be willing to play second base? I know he was good at it, but he also had the idea and maybe he was told, hey, we're getting rid of Bogarts, you're going to slide back over there. So what's the future in your mind of Trevor Story?
Well, first off, you have to have a shortstop better than him to move him to second, and you don't anywhere. So to me, his value is at shortstop. And I don't think he's going anywhere for a few years. So he's your shortstop. And I get it. Like, you know, you can watch him every night now and be like, man, he just can't hit. And you sort of have to really at least acknowledge that last year he missed 5 years and this year in 5 months and this year he missed like four of them, you know, or maybe five of them. And it's like I never expected him to hit at all. And I didn't even expect him to come back and say, only if they need defense, it's short. Which they do because they can move Rafael around now. So I don't expect him to hit, just like I'm looking at Casas right now, and I'm not surprised. Like, you can't miss 4 or 5 months and come back and expect to hit. So hopefully he can have, you know, a healthy offseason, a healthy season next year. We actually get to see what he looks like, but you don't have a better defender at shortstop than him.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, and you mentioned Rafaela in there, and what has been so impressive about his rookie year is he's playing two of the more difficult spots to play, and he's been playing them pretty well, and he's also hitting pretty well. You know, he's a 15 home run, 17 steal guy. You know, the OPS isn't going to blow you away, but he's driven in a ton of runs this year. Is he going to get a position next year, or they're just going to keep saying, well, the guy's got great flexibility so we can move him all around?
Yeah, I think he goes into camp with a position. Which one that is, I don't know, because you know, one health of story, right? Yeah. Or and you've got some of these prospects. Do you open up spots? I think they'd love to have him in center field. You know what I mean? But is Rafaela Duran Abreu or outfield next year? It could be. You know, if you have a big right-handed DH and you move Massa and you have a and you move another lefty, maybe that is Casas, and you bring another righty to it. That might be good because your defense would be fantastic. I think he's shown a lot of positives and like potential. But there's just too much swing and miss. And when we saw for a month or two him get better at it, it was never great, but it got better at it. And if he makes more contact, I'd love to see what those numbers can be. But that's something he needs to work on.
You mentioned the Red Sox needing right-handed hitting. This guy does not fit the description, but he's been awesome this year in New York. He walked it off last night, Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. He's still a month away from turning 26. You mentioned a lot about the Red Sox making trades this offseason to remake their team. Is he the kind of guy they would make an exception for and make a big splash? He's so young. He's so productive. He's done so much in his career. Could you see them making a play for a free agent like him, or is it more the trade market?
I still think it's more of a trade market. Now, listen, I you know, you got a left-handed problem, but it doesn't matter with Soto. Like, who cares? Like, you put him in there, it doesn't matter. He's going to hit lefties, he's going to hit righties, it doesn't matter. But I don't know. It's one of those things where you got to give him, what, $45 million, you know, to go out there and probably play left field. Money probably shouldn't be a problem, but I think that maybe they'll tell you that a 10-year, $450 million deal is not comfortable, even though he is 25. It's amazing he's 25. Like, he's a guy you, yeah, I wouldn't cry if you brought him in. Trust me. I mean, I love it, but I don't see that happening. I can see them making a trade for a starter, hopefully in Seattle, or a kid like Crochet out in Chicago, and then maybe signing a bat or whatever it is and improve that bullpen. Like, I think that's kind of where you're looking at, and you can spend a lot of money doing all three of those things.
So Roman Anthony this week became the top prospect in all of baseball. Baseball America updated their prospects. The kid in Tampa no longer eligible. So he's the number one prospect, which, again, you look back at the history of this, there are some, you know, surefire Hall of Famers. Then there are some out-and-out busts in there. Is there now more pressure on Roman Anthony than even Marcelo Mayer, who I think was viewed by many Red Sox fans as like the top prospect and the next guy, and you mentioned all the injuries and stuff that he's had. Feels like Roman Anthony blew past him in the high speed lane, and now once you get that label of top prospect in all of baseball, I think the expectations now for this guy are insanely high.
Yeah, and you saw that with Jackson Holliday. Like he opened up at Fenway, and it was like MLB Network was there. Like, you know, like everybody came out of the woodwork, and it hasn't really gone well for him at all. So, yeah, there's a lot of added pressure to it. You know, and I think it's funny because you talk a lot of people I've talked to, actually, that have watched the Red Sox minor league system, and they say Campbell's the best player they got. But, you know, Roman, obviously at 20 years old, is doing things that just are off the charts. And a lot of that is kind of like the metric numbers and all these other things. And he's a great player. There's no question about it. So being a number one prospect, it's a good thing because it's value more than anything. You know, I'm not saying you race to trade this guy, but, you know, the possibilities are endless.
Okay, he is Lou Merlone. You can check him out here on WEEI. Check him out on Nesson, our Red Sox insider. He joins us every Friday at noon here on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Lou, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.